Our commitment to promoting diversity and inclusion starts with our supplier partnerships.
We're asking you to expand your lens and partner with us to create opportunities for our diverse suppliers.
And ensuring that everyone has an opportunity to succeed regardless of size or background.
Which is why we must be intentional. Be intentional about bringing diversity, equity, and inclusion into our goals and to our day-to-day opportunities.
We invite you to join us in creating a more inclusive environment, a more inclusive culture.
Welcome to Compass Group's Diversity Matters. This series is intended to give us all the opportunity to connect through conversation with the incredible women and minority business owners who create many of the products we use and serve every day. Whether you're a chef, a manager, a client, or a customer, each one of us can actively support the growth and success of our diverse suppliers. In their voice, in their words, we invite you to be part of their story. We're excited to kick off this series by introducing you to the incredible minds behind Black and Bold. Joining us today are Rod Johnson and Pernell Cesar, the founders of the first Black-owned, nationally distributed coffee and tea company, and one of Compass Group's fastest growing diversity suppliers. Welcome, friends. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Rod, can you start off telling us, you know, what is the Black and Bold product and what makes it stand out?
Absolutely. Well, Black and Bold, on the surface, is a coffee roastery located in Des Moines, Iowa, that is keenly focused on introducing consumers and anyone that's introduced to our brand to specialty coffee and connecting that as a way to give back to the communities in which they reside. We do so by contributing 5% of our profits to organizations that support youth in need. And the intent is to make it easier for people to reinvest back into their communities by doing something that they do every day, which is enjoying quality cups of coffee and tea.
That is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I would say I think it's a safe bet that nearly every single person listening right now has thought at some point that they've come up with a $1 million idea, right? Like I know I do at least once a month. But quitting your corporate jobs and putting everything on the line to actually make it happen is a completely different story. Pernell, where did this passion for your company come from?
I mean, similarly, we had entrepreneurial ideas and ventures that we wanted to pursue individually, as well as Rod and I were ideating around kind of what our business model and the industry we would focus on disrupting would be. We threw a lot of random things at the wall, and ultimately, what manifested itself was, as we really stepped back and thought about as consumers, what products do we really enjoy? Do we really find, you know, meaningfulness and purpose in? And kind of, you know, has there been a discovery or of that experience that we appreciated that we would be more committed to sharing back to other like-minded consumers? And so ultimately with, our leading with our values on building a model that focused on, again, to Rod's point, youth in need at the core of it, but also our, you know, consumer-first approach on falling into the coffee industry is really where we knew that the power of coffee from the rituals and the role it plays in our lives as a society, but also the impact it can make by way of how many hands coffee touches and the ability for people to find relevancy not only to the proximity of coffee, but also the proximity of the impact that coffee can make.
So in a way, does this essentially mean that you're running two businesses, A, operating a successful company, but while also B, making sure that those contributions from your profits are invested in a meaningful, impactful way? Like, Rod, how do you manage that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So in short, yes. We are very deliberate about the organizations, the nonprofit organizations that we support. Ultimately, we wanted to choose those that take into consideration the holistic development of youth in need. So rather than focusing on one discipline over the other, we decided to pour into a variety of entities because the need for that demographic in particular isn't one singular focus. So there's definitely a lot of intentionality behind the organizations that we support, and we're really happy with the roster that we are investing in.
We deem our model really, you know, doing local at scale, right? And so the intimacy required to really understand what we call our pledge partners and their plight, their reason for being, the impact that they're looking to make, while also being, you know, a small business, you know, emerging business ourselves, allows us to be invested into the future of not only our pledge partners, but again, the plight that they have that focus on improving the lives of youth. And so, you know, the very core to our DNA is authenticity, but also building sustainability through authenticity. Sustainability through the relationships that we build with our consumers, but also with our pledge partners, because they are the gateway to the impact that we get to make by way of the products that we make.
Wow, beautifully said. And I think doing local at scale is something that also really resonates with a lot of the people listening right now associated with Compass Group. So I really love that parallel. Let's take a look back now just at this remarkable journey. You guys were friends, right? You began roasting coffee in your garages, I believe, and then in just a few years have had some serious success. Are there any special moments that just really stand out? Like, hey, we made it.
There are a few that come to mind. I think initially the first is, you know, selling that first bag of coffee. Obviously, the taste testers, aka our, you know, family members, our spouses, and our you know, just our immediate circle, had given us the validation that we should go to market with the beans and the recipe that we had come up with. And getting that first sale from someone who was outside of that circle was very validating and addicting, if you will. It was encouraging for us to continue to embark down that journey. So that, you know, among a few others, probably, you know, the memory or at least the checkpoint, if you will, that stands out to say, hey, we're onto something.
Yeah, success outside the love of your family.
Of course, yeah. They're obligated to be nice to us. So the fact that someone outside of that said, hey, this is some pretty good coffee and I'm willing to pay you for it, like I said, was very validating, reassuring, and like I said, encouraging to continue to build Black and Bold beyond just, you know, brewing coffee in the garage.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys talked about, you know, coffee being such an important ritual, such a you know, critical part of everyone's day. In my household, the ice cream at the end of the evening is equally as critical to some people. So isn't there a collaboration you guys are working on right now that kind of marries those two together?
Yes, indeed. So earlier, just about a month ago, right around National Coffee Day, ironic enough, we were fortunate to announce our partnership with Ben & Jerry's. Ben & Jerry's is the premier social impact business, the premier B Corp, and they decided to collaborate with us to bring to market a new flavor called Change is Brewing. This ice cream is tastes amazing, first and foremost. It's a cold brew ice cream with brownie bits and marshmallows that really bodes for this robust tasting experience. And what makes this partnership even more sweet is the fact that it's associated with policy change. It's intended to highlight the People's Response Act, which is a piece of legislation that's been championed by Congresswoman Cori Bush, all with the intent to divest from systems that overcriminalize communities of color, Black communities in particular, and reinvest into the resources that are actually needed for the elevation of those communities. So not only will you get a great tasting cup of, or rather a cone of ice cream, pint of ice cream, depending on, you know, how much you indulge. But it's also attached to some very necessary policy change that needs to take place here in America.
Wow. So leading with flavor first, always so critical. But I mean, look at that partnership with purpose. That is just incredible. And really, I feel like everywhere we go right now, from Target ads, there was a Today Show clip not that long ago.
You've got a coffee company that is all about paying it forward. Tell us about it.
That's right. Black and Bold was founded by childhood friends Pernell Caesar and Rod Johnson.
You guys have had some FaceTime. You've had some huge celebrity support. Kelly Rowland, I mean, from Destiny's Child, promoting your product.
They are Black owned. Oh, did I say that already? Well, yeah, they're Black owned, yes.
Let's just take a moment and talk about all this going on.
Yeah, you know, it still blows my mind. You know, those are the moments that Rod and I, we don't even have to say words. We just give each other the look like, what, this is real? Like, what's going on here? And, you know, the coolest part is just to think about, like, the Kelly Rowlands of the world, Chance the Rapper, Gabrielle Union, Magic Johnson. Like, these are individuals that, you know, we grew up seeing on the TV screen or listening to their music or watching their movies, you know. And being in awe of and to see them aligned to something that, you know, we're personally very passionate about, but, you know, have been, you know, forging this path, you know, to, you know, build a new normal of impact and to see the acknowledgement from them is, you know, so much of this stuff is it's validation of what we're building and the sustainability of it, but also the urgency of the need to see, you know, impact-related businesses and representation and being a byproduct of that, and even, you know, not compromising the product experience, you know, those all can exist together at once. And so it's encouraging for us, and hopefully it continues to encourage other people that they can build their momentum and have their, you know, their icons and idols be a part of their journey as well.
Yeah, to have your icons associated with your values and then making your mission happen. I mean, that's just, it literally sounds like a dream come true. So that is just so exciting. Now, of course, you do have Compass Group being added to that list. So what are you most excited about with your partnership with Compass Group?
I'm excited that, you know, we have a partner, one that believes in us and so much so that it gives us an opportunity to be introduced to new partners and new industries, new entities. That we otherwise wouldn't have access to. So I'm just grateful that they continue to pour into us so that we can, one, scale our business, but then also scale our impact by way of our collaboration with different food service partners.
For me, you know, I've been, this is all relative, but knee deep into learning about only food service and championing that for our company, but of course, Compass Group is a byproduct of that through the Food Buy Supplier Accelerator program that is, you know, spanned throughout this entire year. And so for us to be, you know, more than half of, you know, the existence of our company to take place during a pandemic and as food service is, you know, getting its feet under itself and us to be, you know, a very accelerated learning and being on the premium side of coffee as well. Hey, that is a gateway that opens by way of this program that we otherwise would not be privy to. Mm-hmm. And it means a lot, not just for our business, but of course the imperative of our impact model. And so, you know, continuing to become more and more intimate with the Chartwells of the world, the Levy's of the world, and the other, you know, sector organizations within the Compass Group. But, you know, as we are, you know, game planning for 2022, we're eyes wide open, energized and excited to be partnering with Chartwells on, you know, opening college on college campuses, you know, throughout the school year, the upcoming semester. But of course, as we look to map out what our next year impact model can look like when it exists on, you know, the future of our workforce and, you know, college students and college graduates and, you know, fun story when it comes to Levy and, you know, my, Food Buy Supply Accelerator Mentor is part of the Levy organization. And we earlier this summer announced a multi-year agreement with the NBA as a licensing partner.
Wow.
In their growing space of food and beverage. Yeah, huge deal for us given our fandom of the game of basketball, let alone the NBA. And so,
oh, so you guys, you know, have been players yourself, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. It's more of the street ball driveway type, though.
That's okay. I play more of the horse type, so you're above me.
We make really good basement commentators.
But that but, you makes know, it the, more the, meaningful of a win, right? That's huge in a good licensing agreement.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. And for us to, if we were not a part of the Fubai Supply Accelerator, to have the mentor, Brian Jones, that we did, and to learn and understand the impact of Levy and the layout of the landscape, we wouldn't have had the confidence or the knowledge to really take on that opportunity, right? Because a multi-year agreement also requires you to build a foundation for how you maximize a partnership like that. And it's hard to do that if you don't understand the inside ecosystem of how to navigate. And mm-hmm. so, you know, we're still on the journey, we're still learning, but we have the confidence and the support and the relationships and resources to continue to partner to move forward together. And it's a huge shout out to just even having this manifest itself by way of our time being a part of the accelerated program.
Yeah, wow.
And then I'd be remiss that we don't shout out Tradecraft. They feel like, you know, we are all on the same team. It's definitely a one team, one dream, relationship that, you know, the scalability and impact of what we do, again, on the premium side of coffee without having the right equipment partner and champion, of course, not only with clients, but within Compass Group, we wouldn't be, you know, nearly as relevant in the food service space, you know, or savvy in being able to path the way towards the future. So shout out to Tradecraft, no doubt.
Yeah. So a lot of shout outs, a lot of support, a lot of enthusiasm. But if you think about it, also a lot on the line, right? I mean, and just in doing our research for the show, Jess and I came across this headline, Black-owned coffee and tea brand Make History, now available in Whole Foods. So with all the excitement that comes with being the first, I mean, I gotta imagine there's also a lot of responsibility and some challenges too, right?
No doubt. You know, we often ask ourselves, you know, considering we occupy this space, what do we do to make it easier? How do we open the door for other organizations, whether it be in our industry, other CPG brands, or just other Black-owned businesses in general? How do we make it easier for them to have similar experiences, to sit at similar tables, and everything that comes along with that? So there's definitely a great deal of responsibility, but responsibility that we welcome with open arms. We definitely didn't set out to be the first. It was, in fact, a surprise that we are, quote unquote, making history, as we're on this journey. But since we're here, we definitely want to do right by the opportunity so that it trickles down to, much greater impact for other businesses like ours.
Well, on behalf of, you know, Fubai, Levy, Chartwell's Higher Ed, Tradecraft, I really think that I can speak for all sectors within Compass Group to say that we are very proud to be one of your partners, and we're honored to help your vision and your impact grow. So just thank you for this opportunity. And I've got to make sure we say this. How can our listeners get involved? Well, as a consumer, you can buy Black and Bold products. I mean, it's increasing in list, but Target, Whole Foods, Amazon, there might be more, but those are three easy ways to show your support. And then if you're a Compass client or an operator, the easiest way to get started is just send an email to info@tradecraft.me. Again, that's info@tradecraft.me. And then you can sell the delicious Black and Bold products with an equally rich story right in your location. So Rod and Purnell, you guys are both so cool, so charismatic, so fun. And we just love watching you take this coffee and tea world by storm. So thank you both just so much for joining us.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having us.
Our goal is to help build a more equitable and sustainable world while striving to be market leaders. By supporting the diverse business, we also support their communities. Thank you for being part of this important journey.